views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Okay, well, we're back. The energy's breaking open again. You know, anytime you have the guts to really stay and see where you are in the way, your whole world opens up and starts flowing again. So I have to tell you a couple of things that happened in my life that expanded it out even more. So we're on the set, and one of the little girls and her mom are going around to everybody, having them hold a piece of bread on their stomach and testing the strength of their arm. Now, they know it's a game. I know it's kinesiology. And I know it's muscle testing, and there are certain ways that you can test correctly, and there are certain ways that will totally get into the accuracy and prevent you from testing correctly. So she said, very excited to me, because she's a very much a believer in GMOs and all that stuff. Look, everybody's arm drops with a piece of bread. And I said, what about potato chips? No, they were fine with potato chips. Well, your energy's not fine with potato chips, because potato chips doesn't strengthen your energy most of the time. So then we tried some other things, and then I tried some silent testing, like you're Methuselah, right? Instead of you are their name, and all of their arms were strong. So you got to know that you're not testing correctly, because you want to make sure that you have certain questions to test whether you're testing correctly. Because whomever is doing the test of any kind, and there's a lot of government data to prove this, that the person who's testing it, if they are not objective and if they want a certain answer, they can definitely bend the testing to get that answer. So, but it really raised a red flag for me why everybody would be testing incorrectly. Because this was a lot of people on the set that they were trying this with. Now, so I went back to my room and I went, is there something we should look at here around this? Are the people switched? Now, if you're switched, that means your energy's gone kind of cattywampus, and you're not testing accurately, and that also means that you're not living up to your creative potential when you get switched like that. So then I found out that everybody in the set was switched. Everybody. And then I found out that most people in the world are switched. So I'm going, well, you know, certainly didn't expect that. I was just trying to figure out why people were testing with a piece of bread across the board. And, okay, so put that on hold for a minute, right? So we wanted to know why everybody on the set was switched. What did we all have in common? Then segue to a member of my family and talking to him about his self-creation, and he understood everything I taught, but he couldn't do it in his life. And I just kept talking to him and talking to him. The channel said, just keep talking. You'll hear the words. You'll hear the words. And finally, he said this to me, what if God doesn't want me to have it? What if God doesn't want me to have it? Now, this person at a point in his life has been a minister. And I said to him, look, you know the good book. You know it says in the good book, God wants you to have all the desires of your heart. But you have to get out of the way so that that can happen. You know, we can talk about our teachings from the point of religion, from the point of science, from the point of spirituality. It's all the same thing. When you're in harmony with what you want, which is what God and Source wants for you, to have all the desires of your heart, then you're able to manifest them. But if you have belief systems and perspectives that don't serve that, then, you know, you're just in the way of God, basically. You're in the way of the creative force. So when I went, took that back and put it together with what was going on with the bread on the set, it made perfect sense. And what it kind of got down to is I'm holding myself back from living the potential that I am. I'm holding myself back from living and being and experiencing all that I am, all the potential that I am, because I have this false belief that maybe I'm not supposed to have it. Maybe it's not in the cards. Maybe it's not my destiny. Maybe I'm not good enough, right? And what was going on the set was that all of us kind of felt like, and again, this is indicative, and this is somewhat what's going on, well, a lot of what they're yelling at me right now, going on in our political arena, where we all know we should be Mercedes-Benz. We all know we are Mercedes-Benz. But our perspective of the world is keeping us driving ourselves as a Chevrolet. Well, that became quite a big joke between one of the young women and I. And kind of every time we felt like we were being held down on the set, not being able to really use our creativity, we would just look at each other and go, Chevrolet, you know, which is something else I want to talk about. Do you accept that then? Do you accept that you have to drive in the lane as a Chevrolet instead of the Mercedes that you are? Or can you be the Mercedes and know that you're the Mercedes, having to drive for a while at the Chevrolet factory? Right? Now that's ultimately where we want to get to, so that we never lose the definition of all that we are, all that we can be, and sometimes we just can't be a Mercedes in the Mercedes dealership, but we can always be the Mercedes. So I want you to ask yourself, if you're the Mercedes and you know that you're the Mercedes, what is your perspective of how the world is seeing you? Do you think God, the universe, the creative force, wants you to have everything you want? I really want to look at that on the show today, because I think that's affecting a lot of us in creating what we want. It goes even so far as choosing to stay here on this planet is knowing that you have the choice to create forever and ever and ever until you go, you know what, I'm making the choice to leave now. I've had this experience. I've learned enough about contrast. I'm ready, willing, and able to move on and learn my next phase. And that goes into what our webinar is going to delve into. They've given us so much information about this plan of your life, which, of course, as always, is way beyond what we thought the subject matter was. You you can't really create the plan of your life until you choose that the world supports you, because you will be afraid to choose the plan you want, or you will water it down, or you will think there's so much struggle you won't even go there, yada, 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 yada. So it's hugely important, this perspective, that the world is going to support us, right? Which takes us into your knowing. Now, again, loving yourself becomes more easy and available to us when we know that God is on our side, the universe is on our side, the force is on our side. We just have to get out of the way, choose, focus, and joyfully get on the road to, you know, create what we want. That's a big part of making the plan of your life. In other words, how do you think the world sees you? That webinar, of course, is coming up August 30th. I made it during my hiatus, so we would be sure we would be able to get it in August 30th from 7 to 9. You can sign up on the website at IMD Wallace. You can sign up from the e-blast, my weekly email that goes out. Hopefully you are signed up for that. And we already, I just have to do this. I have to do, the webinar in September is going to be on the political system. So we will let you know, but mark your calendars. It's Sunday, September 25th, because otherwise I cannot guarantee you that I will be off the set by 7. So we're going to do it at on a Sunday from a little earlier in the afternoon, so it's easier for all of you to get to. But the next one is October 30th. And I'm going to ask a favor of all of you, please. I got a big notice from Amazon that if we want to be included, if Bepalopalu, the little bear, wants to be included in the selected toys for Christmas, you know, we have to sell so many between such time. So if you are inclined to get Bepalopalu, and oh, I hope you give that gift to some little kid or adult or senior citizen or young woman who might be going through self-esteem issues. If you're thinking of getting one for Christmas, I'm asking if you can step forward and go to Amazon and get them sooner than later, especially during the month of September. Okay, let me see. Are we ready? Can I start the calls? Okay, we're off and running, guys. Here we go. Let me get back up here. Jeannie, you were waiting for a long time. What's up?
Hi, how are you? You sound terrific.
I'm pretty fab. Thank you.
I have a question which has nothing to do with what you want. Because,
okay.
Because I keep getting strange answers. Why the Zika virus?
Well, the first thing literally they said is, why are you so focused on it? That's what you have to look at. Why are you focused on it?
Because I can't get an answer as to why this is.
But you don't need an answer. What you need to focus on, what you need to focus on is health and feeling happy for all these beautiful, glorious little babies that are coming into the world healthy.
Oh, God, yes.
Well, but we don't. And that's why, again, I urge all of you to go listen to the Wayne Dyer Abraham 3 CD. You will get it. I mean, Dr. Dwyer really served in doing this, because you'll see what you're all doing by this exchange, what we're all doing. I know I should do that, but. Yeah, I know I should do that, but I'm so pissed off. Yeah, I know I should do that, but I'm so worried. You see, it's not the way. Not the way, Jeannie. Now, book, song. Give me a movie.
As You Were.
As You Were is a movie?
I don't know. That's what I was just given.
Well, they want a movie.
Tell D we're going back to zippity-doo-dah and goodbye.
Okay. Okay. So, you see, we always focus on what we think is a tragedy. And we're looking at the Zika virus and what it's doing to these babies as a tragedy. Can you tweak your understanding that time is moving on and things are shifting and everything's changing and you can't go back to the way you were?
Most definitely.
Okay.
And I've also, for those who have been born as a result of with this virus, they have blessings and healings and special angelic forces working with them.
Yeah, but we're not focused on that. We're focused on, oh, my God, isn't this horrible? Why is this happening?
No, that I'm not, personally.
Well, most of the world is, Jeannie.
I know, I know.
And I think from your question, why, there may be a little bit more truth in there than you're willing to admit.
Well,
right,
it's part of everything that is coming up now that has to get cleansed out.
Well, yes, but it doesn't get cleansed out because it's bad, guys. It gets redirected mm-hmm. or not. You see, if we keep hearing that with all the children with autism, we've got to figure out how to come up to their level. But we keep trying to fix them. We keep trying to bring them back down to ours, so that they can work in our world. So it does dovetail back into what I was talking about.
Yes. Yes.
So do we think that God isn't on our side and he's creating this Zika virus? So
definitely.
The babies come in, you know. Well, if everything's God, we should explore that.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
so if everything's God and he's creating everything and there is no right or wrong and there is no good or bad, there just is experience, what is experience, the greatest experience that these babies can bring in for us? And it's all about joy.
Exactly.
It's all about joy. So their message to us, the highest message to us is, gosh, can you just be in joy for us because a new baby came in?
I'm smiling with that.
Well, it's against everything we've been taught for eons, you see. But our perspective of the world is that it has to be fixed. And we have to be fixed. And the other person has to be fixed. And that's not the perspective that's going to serve your plan in the highest way. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
They want us to balance all this. Rahas, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. We are focused on joy. We accept everything in the world, knowing that all energy is on our side. And so it is. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you,
yep,
all of you.
That got into some really good stuff there.
Great.
Okay, we're going to Eileen in New York.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, I related so much to what Jeannie just said, and I was actually going to talk about something else, but I have many people that have been in my family with anomalies, and the way that I saw it, I mean, my brother died when I was 6 and he had Down syndrome, and it taught me so much. And,
well, what did it teach you?
Well, he taught me about love, about unconditional love.
Uh-huh.
because he wasn't socialized. So he didn't get into all the, you know, stuff that we all get into. And he was pure love.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was re-experienced in my family with my nephew's son, who had many more anomalies. And people would look at him like he was less than. And I kept telling my nephew, no, he's a beautiful child who's teaching us about love.
Yeah, can you just accept me for who I am?
Right.
Can you just accept the joy of me? But it's very hard to do that when we go into judgment. And
right.
Then it's like, oh, you know, I would never admit it, but I'm embarrassed as a parent. What does this mean about me? That goes on a lot. Right.
Well, I watched my parents suffer for their whole life, whether he was alive or not, because they felt that, you know, they were to blame in some way. And, you know, my sister went into medicine and I went into teaching and music because of the experience. And
well,
I'm
now,
very grateful.
Let's just stop there. Look at what a gift he brought in to guide
mm-hmm.
everybody to where they wanted to express themselves.
Right.
You know, sometimes guys, and I know this from talking to a lot of my family that's crossed over. If any of you really want to hear this in detail, you should go to imdwallace.com and listen to the free download of the past life regression that Dolores Cannon did for me. Because both my husband and my father say, look, we left to support Dee. Now, we don't look at it that way, but we all come in and go out and use the duration of our lives that we live in to be catalysts for us, for learning about energy, and also to serve other people. They said, we left for Dee so that she could move into her power and find out how powerful she was. Because as long as we were there, she wasn't going to find it. Now, that's service to somebody else. Sometimes we come in to serve ourselves. But the divine plan, if we're going to talk about the upcoming webinar being the plan, the divine plan, all you need is one word, joy. Can you find joy in everything? Can you know that God's on your side with Down syndrome, with Zika virus, with money challenges? Can you truly know that God is always on your side? The world is on your side. It wants to give you what you want. Now, they want to go to your other question, Eileen, because I guess it's important.
Well, you know, I've been really examining what we talked about last week about my father. And there was something that I didn't say that was important, and it had to do with a vow. And, you know, I vowed to my father as a child. I said, Daddy, when you die, I'm going to die. And on some level, part of me did.
Yeah.
And now I'm looking at that vow and saying, okay, well, part of me died, but, you know, I'm here.
Okay,
so
just grow that part back. it's as easy as that. Okay,
well,
I don't want that part dead anymore.
Right.
So I'm growing it back. I'm whole, complete, and perfect, just the way I am. My purpose here is to be in joy. My dad, as God, would never want me to diminish myself in any way. He's here to give me all the desires of my heart, and now I'm going to get on with it.
And what's so important about my father is that he died on August 16th, which is in a couple of days, and it represents the middle of my life. Half my life I lived when he was alive, and half my life I've lived without him.
And now it can represent the beginning of the rest of your life that you're going to begin creating.
Absolutely.
See, you get to put any definition on it you want to. I mean,
mm-hmm.
There's no ifs, ands, shoulds, woulds, coulds, yaddas. You get to choose. And trust me, well, they're showing me a man clapping and applauding. trust me, that's what your dad wants you to do. Go get him, girl. Those are the words I'm hearing. Go get him, girl.
Okay? Well, he really supported me when I was doing my music, so I know.
Yeah, well,
that.
He's waiting for you to get on with it. Play him some music.
Okay.
You know, create some music for him. Use
mm-hmm.
his muse. Let him be your muse, but not in a negative way, from a joyful way.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
Okay?
Yes,
all right,
thank
darling.
You.
Blessing.
Thank you.
All righty. We're going to go to Kate in San Francisco.
Hello.
Hi, baby.
Hi. I have been I have been feeling the resonance. I loved it a couple weeks back with Be the Butterfly and Feel
yes.
the Butterfly. And so, and then I feel it, and then my mind switches. Oh, wait, that's not your state. You can't feel that. You feel anxiety.
Okay,
so
mind can go, oh, no, wait, that's false. I'm really feeling
right.
like a butter. If your mind can take you one way, it can take you the other way. You see, that's Kate. That's a perfect example of Kate fighting Kate.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So are you, pendulum goes to no, see? So you kind of think
about
Kate's
support.
Out here all by herself and the universe and God isn't supporting you. And you've got to do it. And I want you all to shift that today. I want you to accept that God is on your side. The universe is on your side. The force is with you. If your life isn't flowing that way, it means that you have something in the way. So if you go back and forth and back and forth like that, like
right.
many of us are doing right now, that's just Kate going, well, I'm going to explore here. Does this feel as good? Ugh, no, that feels like crap. Well, let me go back there then. Oh, it's really hard to go back there. Oh, stop. Why is it hard to go back there?
Exactly.
It's a choice. So why do you believe it's hard to get back to feeling good? Because I think this is really pertinent to everybody on the call.
Right. Part of me thinks that's temporary. The feeling good part is temporary.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's the beginning of your belief system. So I can feel good for a little while, but I can't feel good all the time.
Yeah. yeah.
Your mother taught you that, by the way,
mm-hmm.
inadvertently. Okay, so that's the way it was, not the way it has to be. But you have got to get a handle on that belief system because that's the part of you that's not allowing God to just be there for you all the time.
Right.
Okay? And it's too difficult and it's really not up to me. Well, nobody's going to do it but you. But when you do it, the whole world will run forward and you will see how the world shifts around you. It's a scientific law, guys. It has to. Just like what happened to me on the set. So I want to do an experiment. For those of you that want to play, pick butterflies or hummingbirds or, you know, some part of nature like that. And I just want you to daydream on those. All the different kinds and how joyful it is. Sometimes a little hummingbird comes up and just hovers right in front of my face like he's trying to talk to me. and how beautiful that is. Just take 5 minutes to daydream about the butterflies or the hummingbirds, and then start seeing how many of them show up around you, whether they're in pictures, books, you see it on the internet, they're live, you see them in a pet store, wherever you're going to see them, I want you to notice that you created that. Because it's an easy way to get a sense of how easy it is to create. And if you can create attracting that from your place of joy and focus, you can create attracting anything. But you have to choose. You have to choose to take yourself into that joyful state and play. Do you understand? Okay. You going to do it?
Yeah, I'm good at daydreaming.
Okay. Well, I'm going to mirror that back to you. Yeah, I'm good at daydreaming. Does that sound like a lot of joy to you?
No.
Okay. There you go. Now say it, Kate.
Yes, I'm great at daydreaming.
Yeah. Okay. Because we're not looking for any results, but we're open to seeing it when it flies by. Okay?
Yep.
Everybody's going to play with me. I want everybody on the show to play with me, and we're gonna, you know, compare notes next week. All right?
All right.
Okay, baby.
Thank you.
Anyway, go create your life. That's what he wants you to do.
Okay.
All right. And we're going to, whoops, I didn't get her off. We're going to Jeannie in Utah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, when Kate, we can play and we can be in this, try and act like you're Teflon so that other things around you, when they're so downing, negative Nelly. So my question is, what do you do when they're such close family members? Stay in your place and just keep putting that resonance out?
You bet.
Even if they are depressed.
Move away. Move away.
Well, you can't move away from young kids.
You can move away energetically. And, you know, I just went through this with my brother, and I shared that with all of you. You can be there for them. You can support them. You must never go down to that vibration. Because if you can keep you on what Abraham calls the high-flying disc, if you can keep yourself in love and joy and lightness, you will serve them ever so much more, and you won't go under with them.
Okay.
But you,
yes,
you know, giving yourself up for somebody else is never the answer. The channel has talked about that forever and ever and ever and ever. It's an old religious belief taught by people who did not know. You do not ever sacrifice yourself.
Okay. Can I ask the channel if what they see for my son, what would be the best? We're just wondering if concussions might have contributed
well,
to the situation.
Well, first of all, when I say your son wants to help himself, I get a no.
Okay. That's what we think, too.
Well, so, you know, you can't kill yourself to save somebody who doesn't want to be saved.
Right. Okay.
So the only thing you can do on this plane is to do an intervention, but you need to do an intervention from a place of love and not fear.
Right. But is it tough love?
Well, it's tough love, yes. But you don't get angry. You don't get frightened. You don't get belligerent. You just say, I love you, and this is what needs to be done so that you can make a choice for yourself. Because while they're in the toilet with whatever addiction they've chosen, they cannot make the highest choice for themselves. When my brother came out of the facility out here and said, thank you for giving me my life back, he had no memory of the things he had done, the choices he had made, the things he'd said. So you have to understand that you're not looking at the person you love. You're looking at the person who you love who has been affected and changed by this addiction. So you're really looking at the addiction, Jeannie.
Okay.
So okay.
It is that kind of a thing. Because I was thinking I'm looking at a soul that is trying to metabolize old things.
You're looking at a soul who came in to have a certain experience to learn a certain lesson that he wanted to learn.
Okay.
Okay?
And we did too.
And you did too, through all of it, yes. And you probably sat around a campfire on the other side going, well, we're going to move along in just big time in this lifetime with all this crap we're setting up for ourselves. All right, everybody signing up? Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, get some perspective on it. If you start going into the victim, oh, my God, poor me, oh, geez, what are we going to do? You're not going to be able to create the outcome you want, honey. Like Buddha said, if you have to sue someone on this plane, sue them. Just keep yourself in love while you're doing it.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Sharon, California, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for taking my question.
Of course.
Something came up for me recently. My ex-husband, who I've been divorced from for about 10 years, he walked away from his kids about 4 or 5 years ago for another woman and just completely cut off all communication. We didn't know where he was or anything. Well, he recently came back. The relationship he was in dissolved, and now he's got a relationship with my kids, which is wonderful. But now he's also sending, he has a bipolar disorder. And he started sending everything that was important to him to his kids. And I found that his medication that he was on for a long time pretty much destroyed his kidneys. So now they're trying to find another medication that won't cause him more harm. So I talked to him for a while, and he told me several times that he's thought about throwing in the towel. And he wants to come out and see the kids. And I'm just kind of, I'm kind of lost. If that's something that he's really planning on doing, he wants to come out and say goodbye or something, I'm just not sure how to handle that.
What's your question, Sharon?
Is there any advice on how to handle the situation? Because my first instinct is, because I'm a giver, I want to go in there and fix it. I want to help him get back
can't.
On the right.
No,
yeah,
you can't.
And that's my normal, what I usually do. So if I'm not doing that, what do I do? I'm kind of lost. I'm not sure how to.
How old are your kids?
21 and 15.
Okay, what do they want to do?
They don't know. They don't know that.
Well, you got to start there. They're old enough, baby. What do you want to do? This is the truth, that your father has a disease, and this is what bipolar disease is. And to answer your first question, does he really want to or not, is exactly indicative of bipolar. Some days yes, some days no, depending on where he is in his illness.
Right.
It shifts and it changes. This is from the channel I'm hearing and understanding this in the highest way. They said if he comes out to see his children, you make sure they're supervised and not alone.
Okay. Okay, thank you for that.
They're really, they're stressing that very strongly.
Okay.
The challenge with bipolar is you just never know which side of the spectrum they might be on when they're being
delusional.
Huh?
He's also delusional. He's saying a lot of delusional things, like he worked for the FBI as an informant. helping get, you know, put mob behind bars and stuff. So,
okay, so let's ask this question. Is this the correct question? Are your children, do you feel like your children will be hurt and be taken out of balance through a meeting with this person?
My oldest son, maybe, because he's got special needs himself. He's high anxiety. He's really, really sensitive to if anything was off about their dad, he would really be crushed.
Okay. Hold on. I'm getting out of me. So it's for his highest good, not to see his dad.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
It's kind of actually... Okay, I'm understanding this. I'm bringing any of my stuff in? No. I'm getting a no for both kids, quite honestly.
Okay.
And we're asking the right question. We all want the highest answer.
Right.
I'm getting a yes on all of that. The channel says they're very stabilized right now. Is that true? Do you feel like your children are stabilized?
Yeah, actually, they have been very, they got through, you know, their dad leaving and everything, and they're they're both in a really good place right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think this is me. I'm thinking, oh, if their dad's back, you know, that
it's your guilt.
Thing, but that's,
it's
yeah,
your
okay.
guilt, June. You know?
Okay.
Hold on. They want to give you a core belief. Oh. I have to kill myself to take care of others. You see?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's what's running you? Well, you don't have to do that. Do you understand you could kill yourself and he still wouldn't be okay?
Yeah, that's my thing. You're right. Got it.
Yeah.
Get right on the head.
He's got to heal himself. You can love him. You can support him. But you also have to protect the children that
right.
could be damaged more by seeing him.
Okay.
I'm testing this in a lot of different ways because, quite frankly, I'm kind of surprised with the answers I'm getting. So that's the highest, most correct, most... and then the channel says, D, you know, you can feel that that's the highest answer, and that's the truth. I can feel it. See, when you start getting into your head, you want to challenge stuff.
Yes. How
does
that
feel to you?
I could feel it in my heart. Yeah.
Now that we got to it, does it feel like you knew that all along?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Because you're your highest answer, guys. I always say, no matter what healer, including me, you talk to, you are your highest answer. But you must go into your feeling and not your head. All right, Donna.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Thank you. Thank you for helping me get out of the way.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Ann in Georgia. Hi, you.
Hi, long time no talk.
Really? What's up?
I'm feeling really good today, and I just wanted to focus on that and share that. And I see butterflies all over since then. It's wonderful. So I'm just wanted to say how good I felt and to send that good love and light out to everybody.
Well, we're joyously happy for you. And, you know, you really have walked the talk about bringing yourself back and knowing that you can do it. And that made a light for all of us. Thank you, darling.
Thank you. I am the light. The light I am.
I am the light. And I am the butterfly. And Jilly, my gosh. Hello, Jill.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. So I want to get back to this topic of getting out of my way. I've gone through a lot of stuff recently. And I kind of wanted to get some feedback from the channel.
Okay. Well, let's look at how you seeing the world. Well, they want to go to how you see the world because ultimately that's how you think the world sees you. So how you see the world, sheets, book. Give me a song, Baby Cakes, any song that pops in.
You Are My Sunshine.
Okay. So we're going to the opposite of that. You kind of see the world as looking at you as the downer. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is how it works, Jill. If you see the world as a world that's looking at you going, well, she's not the light, she's not joyful, she's the downer, right? Then how are you going to allow the world to manifest for you the desires of your heart? Because a world who sees you as a downer is, in your belief, not going to help you create what you want. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have to be, that's what they mean when they see, be the change you want to see in the world. So you want to see a world that sees Jill as light and joy and happiness, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So Jill has to see herself that way and then go, I'm willing to allow myself to know that the world is seeing this with me.
Yeah.
This is so imperative that you guys get this. So you're saying, I want a lot of money. I want a lot of money, but I see a world where nobody has enough money and money's really hard to get. And I see a world that's looking at me going, well, she doesn't have a lot of money. So how can you change having a lot of money in the world if you're fighting that perception that the world doesn't see you that way? You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Jill has to start holding the intention every morning, what can I do? What's everything I can do to feel lighter, feel more joyful, feel more love, and I'm going to let the world see me that way. And I'm going to know it is seeing me that way.
Okay.
So can you start with that?
Yeah, I have to get out of my way with that one.
That's what we're all doing. That's why we're here on this show. It's where can I get out of my own way, because God in the universe is just waiting. It's just waiting to go, oh, she got all the barriers down. Come on, let's go. We can give her everything now. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Good question. You can do this, Jill.
Okay.
You can do
Thanks,
it, but
Dee.
You got to start.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard to know where to start. It's hard to.
It's
I mean,
not
that's what I've,
hard
I've,
to know where to start. Choose to be happy.
Yeah.
Now, is that hard?
A little.
It's not. So there's your belief that it's even hard. So I'm going to ask you to do something, and I want you to jump right in. Start laughing, Jill, right now. Start laughing. Come on, more. Come on, let's laugh. Okay, you see, that was pretty easy, and that's a good way to start.
Okay.
And then go outside and go, okay, I'm going to find 5 things I'm in gratitude for. That beautiful butterfly look at that amazing little flower that and it's even growing out of the cement. My God, what a miracle is that? You see, you got to look. And pretty soon your vibration shifts. And then the world goes, oh, look, Jill's different. We can get in now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right, baby.
I mean, yeah, people have noticed that, so.
Good. You do it for yourself, and then the world will respond. Absolutely. All right. Love you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Dee.
Gail in Dallas, you're on.
Dee, thank you for this community. This is incredible.
Thank you.
My question is, am I getting in my way? I got my dream job, and there was this turmoil, and 2 weeks ago I did a whole shift that said, don't feel that I needed to do it all, share it, and it's just made this tremendous difference. So I just want to know
You already got out of your way, and you gave us a perfect example how to do it. You did what I did on this set. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of being unhappy, of creating chaos, and I'm going to change this. So,
and it made all the difference.
Yep, it makes all, and then they shifted, didn't they? I've got goosebumps all over me, Gail.
Exactly.
So yippee for you. You're not in the way. You were in the way. You felt you were in the way. And how you feel when you're in the way is that you're unhappy and agitated and anxious. And you said, I'm not living here. This is not what I want. And you took the steps. You took your ego and said, no, we're not going that way. We're going this way. And it changed your life.
Yes, it did.
Well, and so now you've got it down, and that's all you ever have to do from here on out, baby cakes. Isn't that incredible?
It brings tears to my eyes.
Simple, once you made the decision to give up why you felt like you had to hold on to it. Thank you so much for that, Gail.
Thank you. Love you.
I love you, too. And Deeka, we don't have much time, but I want to get you on. What's up?
Well, thank you. I've been watching the Olympics, and my heart just soars when I see Michael Phelps break this age barrier thing for athletes. And I just tested that even though my pendulum is saying, yes, you can do that too, Deeka, I don't really, my body is going in a different direction.
Well, and I can tell you why. You can't do it, Deeka, from your very comment about your focus on age.
Okay.
See the African-American young woman, please forgive me, I can't pull her name up right now, who got the gold for swimming. And everybody was interviewing her, and she said, you know, I don't want to be the African-American swimmer that won. I just want to be the swimmer.
That won.
Yeah. Can you be the ageless woman?
Yes.
Okay. That's what's in your way in the question you're asking about, is your focus is on the age.
Okay.
Let your focus be on the joyful, you know, Michael Phelps didn't think about his age. He just wanted to swim.
Yeah.
Joy of what he wanted to do, he was destined to do, what he chose to do. And he went out, and it's like Katie Ledecky did. She said, I never swim against anybody else. I only swim against myself. And that's a great way of summarizing, whatever's in my way, I get out of my way so I can do my best. Okay?
Okay, thank you, Dee.
You bet. Really good for all of us. You know, Donna, I think I can squeeze you in. What's up?
Hello.
Hi, Donna.
I just wanted to tell you that I had a major wake-up call. I was in a head-on collision 2 weeks ago, and I walked away from it. My car was totally totaled.
Wow.
And so I feel like there's a major message there, because as we know, there are no mistakes.
Yep, I'm always protected. No matter what happens, my whole car can crumble around me, and I'm protected in this world.
But I felt like there's some message here that I need. So,
hold on. 2, 3. Oh, I'm glad we stopped to do this. All right, everybody, listen to this. The channel is saying, because you chose, you said in that instant, I'm choosing to live, I'm choosing to be okay, and this is the way it's going to be. Even down to that experience, you were creating it the way you wanted it to be.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
kind of chokes me up.
Yeah, when I got to it, that's pretty heavy stuff right there. is that even in the face of death, I can choose how it's going to come out, right? But, if, of course, you have to know that's possible, and you did. You had something in you at the time that your soul said, I know this is possible. I know I don't have to be hurt at all. They're saying you might need to check to see if you need an alignment.
Oh, okay.
You know,
yeah.
An alignment might help you. But that's the gift to all of us is, you know, if we're going to have a plan for our lives, let's plan, first of all, that we see a world and a God that is there to give us that plan that we consciously choose. And that plan can be and should be that we're invincible creators and can create everything. And so it is. What a beautiful end to this show. Wow. Thank you, Donna. And we're all so happy for you, darling, that you're okay.
Thank you.
Know that your question was answered. I tried to get to everybody. Remember, we're coming together this month. We're meditating, just or imagining or playing for 5 minutes a day with butterflies or beautiful little hummingbirds, and then watching the miraculous way the world dances with us. Until we meet again, sign up for the webinar and love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. Oh, love yourselves as much as I love you, because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.